Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's the 6th of May, 2024. Thanks for being with us today. We got a nice show for you today, and I think Margaret may have been here before. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask her. Okay, Margaret Black is our guest today. She's the managing director of LH Capital, Inc., which is the LH stands for Lyda Hill, a woman's name, Lyda Hill Philanthropies. And if you, I'm going to tell you a little bit, and so is Margaret, about Ms. Hill. But if you want to learn more about Ms. Hill, it's pretty interesting, and we'll talk about that. But she has a philanthropic foundation, okay? And they're working with Discovery Education, my good friends. And they've created something called Career Connect, okay? And this promotes student curiosity by connecting, I'll get this right, yeah, connecting classrooms, learning to, connecting classroom learning to potential careers. And I think it's really nice. We're going to talk about how they're doing that, why they're doing it, et cetera, et cetera. But if you go to Lyda Hill Philanthropies, you're going to see this incredible interest in science. Okay, and it's pretty cool stuff. And I was over there today looking around at the website, et cetera. So we're going to bring Margaret on in a few minutes to talk how she and Discovery Education are working together for schools, bringing you some great resources. Okay, so it'll be fun, good stuff. And I'm looking forward to the show, which we're going to archive over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org, the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. So please go over there. Everything's free over there. Just go over, check it out. Our magazine is over there. Our Equity Awards program is over there. Our vice president, publisher, et cetera, Maya Appleby, puts together some great information for you. It's all good stuff. And again, all free at ace-ed.org. It's for educators, but of course, anybody can go over there. We hope you do. And please invite your friends, et cetera, to check it all out. All right. And with that, enough of me blabbing. Hi, Margaret. It's Larry here.
Larry, great to be with you today.
Thank you. Margaret, have you been here before?
I think this is my first time, but who knows, maybe in a prior life.
Well, it just when I heard, read about Lyda Hill, it all sounded so familiar, okay? And I just thought maybe you had been here before, but it's nice to have you here this time, okay? Managing Director of LH Capital and Lyda Hill Philanthropies. And I think I'll just ask that quick question. Tell us about Lyda Hill Philanthropies.
Absolutely. Well,
go for it.
So Lyda Hill Philanthropies, we work on both philanthropic and for-profit investments across Lyda's portfolio. She's focused on science and nature and empowering nonprofits.
Yep.
And that's the fun part. We can kind of invest across asset classes. And on rare occasions, when we see an opportunity where we can sort of uniquely convene and collaborate with others, we bring people together and we launch our own initiative. So that's where If Then was born, which is this national initiative designed to, you know, activate this culture shift in young girls and open their eyes to STEM. And so that's how we ran into our mutual friend, Discovery Education.
Good for you. They're good. They're my friends too. So we must be friends as well. I want you to explain a little bit what you just said. I know it's hashtag. I have hashtag if then she can. Okay. But I don't know really what that is. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure.
You were just so proud of it a second ago. Yeah.
Exactly. If she can see it, then she can be it, is this whole thing. And it's pretty simple. As you mentioned, Lyda's whole thesis is science is the answer. And it's that simple. It's like if we're committed to advancing scientific breakthroughs, there's just such a natural connection to STEM because we need more diverse minds around the table to solve all those issues. So that's why we stood up this If Then initiative and really working with a slate of STEM role models who are already out there doing amazing things and bringing them to young people in a new way.
It's nice. And Morgan, I got to tell you this. I want to say something too. I was reading about Lyda up on the internet today. And you can embellish far greater than I can. She is the great, I just have to say this because it's really cool. She's the granddaughter of the billionaire H.L. Hunt, okay? Which is an easy way to spend your life doing nothing but sitting on your tush and having a good time, which is probably the way I would do it, okay? But she did, Okay. Okay. She went to Stanford. She transferred to Hollins. Okay. I read all this today. And she started this incredible travel agency, okay, in Dallas. Now, I believe it's still in operation, one of the biggest in the country. And then she spent, then with your help and your team, okay, started the philanthropic project. Can you just talk about that for a second? You know,
yes, Lyda.
I know I didn't say it all. Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
Lyda
is one of a kind, for sure. In fact, she loves that.
Yeah.
Well, Disney quote, it's fun to do the impossible, and that about sums it up. She, in 2010, she signed the Giving Pledge with Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, and she did it in her own unique way, not only being the first single female to doing it, but she said, I don't want to just commit half my wealth, I want to do all of it, and I want to do it while I'm alive. So we have a real sense of urgency to, again, carry out making change in the areas she cares about, and we know that we sort of need market forces. You can't grant away all the world's problems, so it's just fun to be able to sort of play on both the for-profit and nonprofit side, and this IFBEN initiative allows us to do that as well.
Yeah, she's a pretty fine lady, I got to tell you, and I encourage people to go check out a little bit like I did of her life, et cetera. It's pretty cool what she has done. You hooked up with Discovery. And it seems that you're hooking up with Discover. I'll give you the website here. This is careerconnect.com. This is careerconnect.com. Okay? And I'm just going to say this again. Career Connect promotes student curiosity. That's great. We'll talk about what grades. By connecting classroom learning to potential careers, mostly, again, science is so important to Ms. Hill. Okay? And to the organization. Okay? I assume mostly potential careers in STEM. Okay. You want to take that a little further? Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, sure. We've gotten to know Discovery Ed pretty well. We support their STEM Careers Coalition. But this latest project is so neat, Larry, because it's Career Connect is sort of a two-way platform where you can really infuse careers inside the classroom, and teachers can request classroom visits from industry professionals. You can search different jobs and industries. And so it's just a really palpable a way for kids to actually see what kind of fun careers are out there, because that's sort of our big takeaway is we don't know what kind of careers are going to happen in the future, and we need to make sure that our next generation has a sense of all the cool things that are happening. And I think the combination of Career Connect and what Discovery's doing and if then is a good combination. It's like instead of telling kids, hey, science is cool, which tends to, you know, self-select those who are already drawn to science, we're just showing kids. Like there are people out there changing the world. There are women role models changing the world. And like just showing them that the science is cool is way more effective.
Well, I would say that Lyda is one of the role models of showing that the women can make a real difference. I just want to say that, okay? And by the way, I want to say something else. Being male, men make a difference too. But we want to make that women, I know you understand that, believe me. And my point is when I was a kid, and that was about 12 million years ago, okay? Neanderthals and I were together, okay? But when I was a kid, it was all guys, okay? And women, and I, you know, we've been through this. I'm not saying anything new here. We're flight attendants and nurses, okay? Even if they had the talent and brains, et cetera, to become pilots and doctors, okay, they were flight attendants and nurses. There you go, okay? And and Lyda grew up the same way I did, okay? We're not that far different in age, okay? And to make a difference in that regard is very, very, very important. But we were missing all those years, for goodness sakes. Okay, so it's so important to make sure the kids, and especially kids who don't see a lot of these professions at work, understand, okay, that women have the same exact, I mean, hope, have the same exact opportunity if their eyes are open to the opportunity that exists. How's that for saying it, Margaret?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We are not anti-man in this at all.
Yeah, of course not.
It's really just broadening.
That was the point I wanted to make. Okay, it's just important to open the world to these ladies and see what's going on. It really is important.
That's right. And the research shows it, too. We worked with Gina Davis has the Institute on Gender and Media, and we early on helped a report called Portray Her that basically looked at the representation of media in relation to STEM, and we found that women in STEM were underrepresented relative to men 2-to-1. So most STEM characters were portrayed as nurses or, suggesting more of a limited portrayal of what's possible. And so, you know, we can change that. We might not, you know, it might take a while to change the actual careers, but we can change what kids see. And I think that's the most important thing in this very visual world that we're in.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking about that. I had to go to the doctor on my wife had to go to the doctor on Friday. It was all females, including the doctor. Then we had to go to the pharmacy, and it was all females, including the pharmacist. Okay, there you go. When I was a kid, believe me, it wasn't like that at all. And by the way, you mentioned Gina Davis. I assume you're referring to the actress. Is there another one?
That's right. No, that's the one. She's
smart
doing
lady.
Some amazing research, yes.
She's a very smart and beautiful lady and a wonderful actress, I got to tell you. You know, science is the answer, okay? What prompted Lyda, just to go, if you can, tell us what made her think like that and really make a move in this direction? I think it's really cool. And I also want to say one other thing, the Garden of the Gods, and you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah.
In Colorado, that wonderful area near Colorado Springs, okay? She's responsible for building that. Not she didn't actually build it, but she got the grant and got it all organized to build the visitor center, et cetera, which is really a cool place. Okay, and I just want to thank her for that. Just, this is really cool. But what prompted with science is the answer? Go ahead. Lyda.
Well, I mean,
Lyda.
You know,
I'm looking at Lyda's name. Lyda. I mean, Margaret. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'll make that leap for you. I mean, being outside at Garden of the Gods and other national parks across the country, there is a connection between nature and science and being inspired.
Yeah.
And all of those things. And I think, when it comes to if then, our fresh take was really STEM educators know what they're doing. There's amazing programs and museums and after school programs out there, great work happening in schools too. But we saw opportunity way out of school, right? There was not a lot happening where young middle school and high school girls are actually glued in, which is their screens and online and TikTok and everywhere else. So that's sort of where we thought, you know what, I think we can open the pipeline to women in STEM just by getting girls hooked on it at that age by showing them what's already out there. So that's sort of how that if-then thing happened and why Lyda thought it was an important place to do what others can't do and won't do and do what, it was an important place for her to step in.
That's cool. And I'm so glad she did it. I mean, and there's such a connection with all this. And I want to ask you this. I'm going to talk about what grades are we? Let me start this way. What grades are we talking about for the resources that you folks are putting together? Discovery's help.
Yeah, exactly. It's mostly elementary and middle school, with the partnerships that we're doing with Discovery Education for sure. They're a stronghold in the K-12 space. But I think there's another project that we're working on that really targets middle and high school girls, and that is actually Gina Davis is one of the executive producers with us on this TV show called Mission Unstoppable. And that's actually a lot of the same women who are featured with Discovery Ed are also featured on this Saturday morning show. It's on CBS. It's in its fifth season now. It's Emmy nominated. And it's where we took all of these awesome women from If Then and actually put a spotlight on what they were doing. And so Miranda Cosgrove is the host. You can get it on Paramount Plus. Sees about a million viewers each Saturday, and that's the whole point. We're trying, and frankly, asked about ages. Yes, it's targeted for that middle high school demographic, but I sit around on Saturday mornings with my kindergartner, and we're both glued to it. So I think it has a wide audience range.
I'm sure it does. And actually, I'm going to ask you this, which brings up the question I asked before. Okay, when you develop resources, and I know, and believe me, I understand that, you know, you wanted to get ladies involved in STEM. We don't want to lose guys. I want to make that point again. But we want to get more girls to understand there's plenty of room for them in a STEM career. As you develop with Discovery, okay, as you develop the resources, How do you get that point across? Is it just by highlighting women who are already in the field, or is there another trick to it that goes a little bit deeper?
Well, I think the main thing is that they're already out there. Women and men are changing the world, doing incredible things. And there's just hasn't been a spotlight on them. If you're an average middle schooler in United States of America, you're not seeing that as you're scrolling. And so that's the piece that we wanted to change. And I think the way that you do that for girls especially is rooting it in interest. So some of the segments on Mission Unstoppable are about teaching robots to dance, or how science keeps the U.S. women's soccer team, you know, those ladies on the field, and the chemistry behind makeup. And this isn't to dumb it down. No. It's just to, like, get that connection. And then the recipe is show that science is social, show that you can do it with peers. It's not this isolating concept of men in white lab coats in garages, you know. That's not the STEM of today, and certainly not what will fuel the STEM of tomorrow.
Yeah, you are exactly right, and I love the fact that you're doing this. You reminded me just now, I don't know if you saw that show, I think it was on Apple TV, it was a book, Lessons in Chemistry. Did you see that? That's exactly what we're talking about. You have a brilliant chemist, okay? A brilliant, it's fictional, but it's all too true. The brilliant chemist who can't get a job because they won't put a man into a chemistry position, okay? It's just absolutely ridiculous. This was back in the 1950s. Who becomes a cooking show host, okay? This brilliant woman, she was great at that, but that's the point. We have to get out of that mindset. We have to give kids all over the country, and I'm talking every kid, okay? Talking about black kids, kids who need ESL, kids from other countries, okay? Kids in all grades, rural kids, whatever the case may be. Okay, we got to get this together, and that's what you guys are doing, and you're affecting absolutely just everybody with this. Talk about student curiosity, okay? I know Discovery really loves that term, okay? They're trying to promote, and you are too, student curiosity, okay? Talk about the curiosity aspect of this. I love that.
Yeah, I love that too, and I think one of the ways that you get kids curious is, at least what we've found, is that it doesn't have to be science on the nose, right? It can be science in the unexpected places, and it can be science with unexpected messengers. And it's sort of, it's like putting the broccoli in the mac and cheese, in that it can taste good. It can be fun, and you don't even realize. Right? You don't even realize that that's what's getting your curious mind to work. It's the curiosity of something you're interested in. And that's kind of our whole approach with Discovery, with If Then. It's really about sparking that, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was relevant to me. Oh my gosh, I'm really interested in whatever it is. And now I see that there's science behind it.
You could call the whole thing the broccoli and the mashed potatoes. I love it.
Exactly.
That was great. And the mac and cheese. You reminded me of something. I've said it before. When I was a kid at an elementary school, and I'll just make it up very simple, on Mondays in the lunchroom, they would say string beans, all right? And the next day, they would invariably have lemon jello with the leftover string beans suspended in it. It was like something out of another interdimensional science fiction movie, okay? Would be the dessert. That would be the dessert, was lemon jello with yesterday's string beans suspended, okay? Hence the broccoli and the mac and cheese, okay? You got to get the kids to eat their vegetables somehow. I love your analogy there. That was just great. Okay, it was just cool. How far along are you with all this? Okay, are the resources available now?
Yeah, there's definitely resources available. We've been at this If Then thing for about 5 years, and we've been partnering with Discovery for about that long. But the Career Connection is new, and that's what we want teachers to really get out and take a look at. And so they can go to Career Connect. They can go to STEM Career Coalition. And then, of course, a lot of the connection between us and Discovery is through this thing called the If Then Collection, which is the largest free library of photos and videos of real women in STEM. And so teachers can go right there as well, because it's all about, you know, seeing is believing, from the screens to the walls to statues. You know, what our generation consumes in the visual world really matters. And we tried to make it easy for anyone to go grab real content of women in STEM, and you can do that through Discovery for sure.
You sure can. And also, again, I have thisiscareerconnect.com. Is that the right website? Thisiscareerconnect.com. Okay, cool. And I got to ask this, and this is something, I remember when I was a young kid, my mother always used to ask me, now, what do you want to be when you grow up? Okay? And she didn't have the right words in those days, and who knew? Okay? But it's really all about, that's what Career Connect is kind of about. Okay? And my question is, and Margaret, I don't know if you know this, but I'm sure you've thought about it with Discovery, when's the best time to really talk to a kid about thinking about a career? Is it when they're really young, or is it just maybe tantalize them a little bit? And then when they're in junior high or high school, start to get a little more serious about it. You know, how do you look at it with Career Connect? Okay, where's the sweet spot? I don't know if you know, but it's just a curious question. Yeah.
It is a curious question. I'm not sure I have the answer, but I think the thing that's shifted since the days that you had your string bean jello to now is that, you know, exposing careers.
Do not serve that to your kindergartner tomorrow. I don't want dietetic ideas from Larry,
exactly.
Okay? Yeah. Ooh.
But the shift is about, hey, it's not about just having a career day and like one day to say, here are all the careers, you know, at one point in time in your journey. It's about drip, drip, dripping, you know, age-appropriate content about careers in every lesson, on every other page of the science textbooks, you know, all the way through their education journey, about what's out there today, which just allows them to know, you know, I don't need to be the one to tell educators that the jobs of the next generation barely exist yet. We don't even know what they are, but we do know they're going to be fueled by STEM. And so that's what it's about. It's just widening the aperture of all of the amazing job opportunities out there. How can you wake up one day and decide you want to be, any number of careers, right? A data scientist for Spotify, right? You don't know that career exists unless you're on Career Connect, being an awesome person and learning about their job.
Yeah, and we got to keep changing it all the time, because the job description keeps changing all the time, and you have to know more and more and more. It's really interesting what's going on out there right now. You've been doing this for a few years. I'm just going to ask you, as we wind down, your favorite success story from all this. You must have a couple of great anecdotes in there. Margaret.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think, you know, I work in the philanthropy business, and so you know, we'd never seen philanthropists engage with broadcast TV before. That was a real big bet for us to say to Lida, hey, let's go try to change the hearts and minds of Americans and try to shift some culture and rewrite stereotypes by going through this avenue of Saturday morning television. And
I like
think
this.
That's been a big success,
cool.
Right? Because it's not just about TV. Kids don't even turn on TV. Some of them don't, right, on a Saturday morning. But it's about building that gateway to YouTube and TikTok and Instagram, where you know, we get these billions of followers. And that is just a really magic model. And so I think that's part of the success. I think we, you know, reaching scale is something philanthropy is trying to do all the time. And so we were really surprised that a concept like Mission Unstoppable, you know, layered in with our friends at Discovery and elsewhere, it allows us to reach scale. It allows us to influence millions of people every week. And so that's sort of the biggest success so far.
Yeah, and you do influence millions of people, kids, parents, et cetera. I mean, you should be really proud of yourself. You know, just good stuff. Margaret, thank you. Continued good fortune with this. This is really nice stuff that you and Ms. Hill and your team put together. Okay, you
should
be really
good. Well, thanks for your interest,
And again, don't do the string beans and Jello. But if you do, use lemon Jello.
Sounds good. Appreciate you, Larry.
Okay. I appreciate all the good work you guys do. Thank you so much. Bye, Margaret. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, wow. Yeah, I got to tell you, you read about Lyda Hill and Lyda Hill Philanthropies and the work that Margaret does, and they're working with Gina Davis, okay, and they got Career Connect, and they're working with Discovery. I mean, they're really trying to get kids, and believe me, all kids, it's not just women, because kids, this stuff just soaks in anyway, okay? It's just good stuff. So check it all out. It's over at the STEM Coalition. It's at thisiscareerconnect.com, et cetera. It's for you. It's free. Go use it. All right. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.